Go to second set.
Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on KVOI for this Friday, August the 10th, 2012. Hope you're having a great day and looking forward to a good weekend and finding somewhere to stay cool as we push into that record temperature territory all over southern Arizona. Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we thank you for choosing our program, The Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday at noon on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we are delighted to announce just yesterday this happened, that our show is now posted to an additional website, the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun, now carrying the Buckmaster Show, along with my website, buckmastershow.com, TucsonSentinel.com, and TucsonCitizen.com. So we're making it very easy for you to find us and listen to this program on your schedule 24/7 anywhere in the world. Our Friday Focus interview today, Richard Grunzel is with us, Vice President of Tucson International Airport Administration, and he is the Chief Financial Officer at TIA as well. Joining me to question Dick is Jimmy Bogle, editor of the Tucson Weekly, the award-winning Tucson Weekly. I think you can continue to say that for the upcoming 12 months, right, Jimmy?
Oh, we're always winning awards. Not to brag.
Yeah. But if you have a question or comment, you can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Want to remind you that our Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. We've already said welcome to Jimmy. Dick Grunzel, good to see you.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Want to begin right away with this just-released survey results to measure business travel demand. What were some of the results of that survey, Dick?
Well, some of the most significant results, the top five markets that were identified for business travel were Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, and the San Francisco area. So I don't think those were too surprising. Now, we do already have nonstop service to three of those top five, L.A., San Francisco, and Chicago. So obviously New York and Washington are ones that we've heard for quite some time and certainly have always been trying to reinstate nonstop service to those destinations. You know, one of the other things I think that was interesting that came out in the survey is that, you know, nearly 80% of the business travelers are using Tucson International Airport to travel. And that's actually a higher percentage than what we see from the general population in Tucson. So what's encouraging about that is I think the business community really understands how important it is to support traveling out of Tucson International Airport, because that's the single most important thing that we can do to get more air services to use this airport.
And this survey came out of a program that was put together, a group of representatives from the Metro Chamber, TRIO, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and other members of the tourism and business community. We have talked before, Dick Grunzel, about the incentive program that TIA has been offering to try to get improved air service here. But this group wants to take this a step further and have their own kind of incentive enhancement program.
That's right. When the Tucson Airport Authority Board approved the airport's incentive program back in October, we began going out and talking with local businesses, both the resort industry as well as other businesses around town, about air service, their concerns, you know, what we can do better. And, you know, really an outgrowth of that was we had people coming up and saying, how can we help, get additional air service that we really need? And so that was kind of how this whole idea got started in the first place. And so what this group is looking at doing is actually coming up with an enhancement of the airport's incentive program. The airport's program includes certain fee waivers and marketing support, just, you know, hard dollars $1 billion on marketing support, and the private sector program is looking to enhance that with you know, looking at the results of this survey, focusing in on the most important aspects of what they would like to see for additional service relating to business travel.
Here's Jimmy Bogle, The Weekly.
Speaking of business travel, I want to give a plug to our sister paper, Inside Tucson Business. Every year, the editor over there, Dave Hatfield, does a survey in which he compares various stops and how much it costs to get from Tucson International Airport to those stops, and compares that with Phoenix and those stops. And he also includes the parking and everything like that. And I think for every year for the last several years, at least, Tucson Airport has come on top when you consider the extra amount that you're going to be paying for parking in Phoenix, the fact that you've got to get up there and it's a two-hour drive, or close to 2 hours at least. What do you do to kind of stop that misperception? This is a total softball question, but it's something I believe in, so I'll bring it up, that it is actually better and cheaper to go out of Sky Harbor Airport when, in fact, it really isn't if you look at the numbers.
Right. It sounds like a softball question, but I mean, if we had the answer to that, we wouldn't be
$64,000 question, right? I mean, it's a perception issue.
It exactly is. And perceptions die hard. And really, you know, what it goes back to is in the mid-1990s and prior to that, before Southwest came in to serve Tucson, there was a much bigger fare difference between Tucson and Phoenix. And, you know, that's 25 years ago, but there are still a lot of people who remember that and think that it's still that way when it really isn't. And, you know, unfortunately, there are too many people who just don't even, when they are looking for travel, don't even think of Tucson and just automatically think they have to fly out of Sky Harbor. And it's, like I said, it's very unfortunate.
And Jimmy, you'll agree with this, I'm sure. We're talking about, because Jimmy and I both support local, supporting local businesses. And when you're using Tucson International Airport, you are supporting people that work in this community. And
that's correct.
They don't live up in Maricopa County.
Yeah, even though it's, you know, American Airlines and United and all these big corporations, the people that are being supported when they fly out of Tucson are their employees who live and work in Tucson, and the money that they get in their salaries gets recirculated through the community. So it really is very important from an economic standpoint to use Tucson International Airport.
My family happens to live in Reno, Nevada, and I'll use this as an example. I've been flying up there a fair amount recently. And in the 10 years that I've been in Tucson, I've seen the cost it takes to go to Reno, especially in the last 4 years or so since ExpressJet left, go sky high. I mean, we're talking $500 to get to a place that's only about 700 miles away. What are you doing in order to bring in more airports like an ExpressJet or something like that? I'm sorry, more airlines that might be able to go from smaller destination to smaller destination for both business travel and personal travel. What steps, you know, what are you taking to bring those airlines in?
Well, I mean, first of all, airlines like ExpressJet, there were a couple back, you know, 5-6 years ago. The business model of flying from, you know, kind of medium to smaller markets to other medium to smaller markets, there really are not really any airlines who are doing that kind of flying today. I mean, you have obviously a lot of airlines do big cities to big cities, and there are some like Allegiant and Frontier, which is going more to flying very small airports like Fargo and Sioux City and, you know, Green Bay, to much larger hub markets. You know, it's very difficult to even find airlines like that anymore, because the business model just didn't work. And any of the airlines who actually were doing that really went out of business. I mean, ExpressJet only did that for about a year, and then they went out of business.
And I think of their last month, actually, they announced they were closing. They reached their business model of 80% occupancy, but that was when fuel prices were going sky high, and that's the problem. So what airline, I mean, not necessarily anything imminent, but what airlines out there, you don't have to necessarily name names if you don't want to, but what do you think the prospects are long-term of getting more airlines, period, whether they're going to big markets or smaller markets, into TIA?
I think the prospects are good. I mean, it's just it's all a function of airlines being able to make money. Fuel prices play into that, and the economy plays into that. I think the economy still has a ways to go, and as the economy continues to improve, chances will improve. But I mean, certainly the airlines, like JetBlue, Allegiant, Spirit, Virgin America.
WestJet is an airline that I like out of Calgary, and they do fly to the States. They fly into Phoenix.
Right. Aeromexico. I mean, all of those are definitely possibilities, and we do provide information and talk to all of those people on a regular basis in terms of trying to prove to them that we have the demand in this market and that they can make money if they start flying here.
Traffic in and out of the airport's pretty much flat. It's been the case pretty much in the industry, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. After the 2007-2008 time period when the recession hit, the whole, industry, took a nosedive. And, a couple of years ago, there was a fairly, significant uptick, maybe 3, 4, 5% for a one-year period of time. And then since then, things have been kind of flat again. But I do think it's actually kind of a reflection of the economy. And really, consolidation in the airline industry has affected that as well, because I think to a fairly large extent, air travel is being constrained by the fact that as an industry, probably at least 15 to 20% of the capacity that existed 5 years ago is no longer there. And the airfares are higher for that fact. And in all honesty, that's exactly what the airlines wanted to do. They wanted to bring the capacity down, fill the planes, and raise the fares so that they could actually finally start to make money.
When we continue with Dick Grunzel from Tucson International Airport, what about this potential takeover of U.S. Air? It's stirring some concerns here in Arizona. We'll get Mr. Grunzel's opinion on what that American Airlines-U.S. Air merger could mean, that and other issues pertaining to air travel. If you'd like to join in the conversation, perhaps you have a comment or question, 790-2040. We continue with Friday Focus on The Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Kolb Road extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops Gastropub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday Focus. Dick Runzel is with us from Tucson International Airport, Chief Financial Officer, Vice President of Administration. We're talking about a topic dear to my heart since I love to travel. I love to talk about the airline industry, and Jimmy Bogle is with me, and Jimmy's done a fair bit of travel in his time as well from the Tucson Weekly.
Indeed, I have.
Want to get into this potential takeover of U.S. Air and acquisition by American Airlines, or I guess vice versa, but the two would merge in some capacity. And of course, U.S. Air is based in Tempe. We have quite a bit of service with U.S. Air out of Tucson International Airport up to Phoenix. What's your thinking on where this might all fall out as far as we're concerned in Tucson?
Well, and it'd be nice if we had any inside information about this, but unfortunately we don't. For the most part, you know, we just kind of follow things, you know, that come up in the media. And U.S. Airways has taken the position, think that they would be in the position of acquiring American Airlines. They take the position that it would remain under the banner of American Airlines, and Phoenix would remain a hub. American is the second largest carrier here in Tucson right now, and U.S. Airways, I believe, is third after Southwest and American. So Tucson is very important to both U.S. Airways and American Airlines. And, I think in the scenario where the two of those airlines would merge, I mean, we would be an even much more important, part, that would combined would be the largest market share in Tucson. So, we feel pretty confident that, in however the scenario would play out, we're going to still be very well served by that combined airline.
And I think it's more of a U.S. Air issue for the Phoenix area because that airline employs 9,000 people in the Phoenix area. So there's a lot of concern about those jobs.
Yeah, and again, I mean, based on what's been stated publicly by U.S. Airways, they contend that if they merged, that the headquarters would be in Dallas, which is where American is right now. So, it's unfortunate, but it's just impossible to tell, what the situation would end up being in Phoenix.
Here's Jimmy Bogle, The Weekly.
During the break, Bill actually got up a great point about not necessarily new airlines, but the existing airlines. And, it would be great to bring in a new airline. You're just getting, say, Southwest or even American to fly to more places. That would be great. Are there any prospects of that? Anything, any buzz, any inside information you can give us about possible new destinations?
Like airlines who don't, currently serve Tucson, we again are constantly talking with the existing airlines here. I mean, certainly American, United, Delta, U.S. Airways, Alaska, all have destinations that are near the top of our list. Places like, we talked about New York and Washington.
Mexico.
Mexico as well.
Alaska's heavy into that market, Alaska Airline, into the Mexico market.
We could use some more service to the Northwest. I mean, we've got the one flight a day with Alaska on Seattle. Portland is near the top of our list. And Portland actually came out fairly high on the business destinations as well in terms of places where we don't already have nonstop service. So, Portland is certainly a place we're looking at. And, while we, certainly don't have any inside information or anything imminent there, I mean, Alaska is the logical choice, when we're going after Portland service. American, United, Delta all have Very strong presence in New York and Washington, different airports, you know, whether it's Dulles or Reagan in Washington or LaGuardia or JFK or Newark. So, you know, those are some of the things that actually the business group, I think, needs to kind of look at is, you know, even if they said, we really want service to New York, well, which would be the most advantageous airport that they could all agree on that would be the most important, because we might want to, or they might want to target, you know, one particular airline who is stronger in an airport for things like international connectivity to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the service we do have. Are there any routes or any stops right now that you're concerned about?
I think, you know, we're pretty actually the routes that we have right now, we have 15 nonstop destinations, there's, you know, a couple of those are new, and Midway is new within the last 4 or 5 years with Southwest, but you know, Chicago is not a new area for us. Those routes, you know, when you look back historically, we've had just about all of these routes for I think probably about as long as anyone can remember. You know, for the most part, the airlines are all performing very well here, and it's partly a reflection of what I mentioned earlier in terms of the airlines have drawn down the capacity, planes are full, so you know, all of our routes are performing pretty well. But we, you know, still doesn't, you know, mean that we don't want to encourage people to support this airport, because the more they do, it helps us.
Yeah, it's interesting, the on-time performance, and I think luggage. Carriers keeping people's luggage actually looks a little better too. On-time performance anyway, since the records have been kept since the mid-90s, I think last month for the major top 35 airports in the country, best on-time performance since they've been keeping those records. And part of that could be that capacity issue that planes are flying fuller, but there are fewer of the planes in service.
That's right. I think there's, you know, several factors probably going into that. You know, certainly, less planes in the sky is definitely going to result in less delays. I've also heard that, you know, in terms of kind of the major hub airports, the weather was a little bit better, so that's going to help them as well. And, you know, the tarmac delay rule, which went into effect probably, I don't remember exactly, about a year or two ago, the airlines have to really, you know, worry about keeping planes on time so that they don't have to either cancel flights to avoid the fines that they could get for the extended tarmac delays. So I think, you know, all of those factors are playing into those good results.
Overall at the airport, the new tower is still on track, and what about a runway expansion?
Yeah, the FAA, which is actually has to pay for the tower. They've actually hired an architectural and engineering firm to begin design of the new tower, and that's going to actually go on the west side of the airport over towards Nogales Highway. And so we're expecting the design phase to take probably a year and a half to 2 years, and then construction would start after that. And we've been actually looking at building a replacement runway for our general aviation runway, which would basically make it a full-service commercial runway for a number of years now, and that planning is continuing. We're in the middle of a master planning process for the airport, and so actually within probably the next week or two, we're going to be several weeks, we're going to be kind of showing people what the that most recent plan looks like.
Jimmy?
If we can actually jump back a topic, I was curious, we're talking about the top 35 airports in on time. How does Tucson rank in terms of on time and luggage issues?
I can't really tell you exactly where we rank, other than to say that we are definitely an airport that is high up on the list in terms of punctuality, just because we don't have the types of weather situations and congestion that many other airports have that results in delays. So this is definitely, and that's frankly one of our calling cards here in Tucson, is the convenience of this airport and the ease of getting through shorter security lines and just less delays and just a much more customer-friendly experience than a lot of larger airports.
There's a very interesting article. I'm sure you saw it, Dick Runzel, in the Wall Street Journal. They took a show to talk about price point and how difficult it is for an airline to actually make any money on a flight. You take a full airline, they said they boiled it down to one seat. That one passenger was actually the profit for that particular flight.
Yeah, and it's gotten to that point because, I mean, historically, for the most part, airlines have always lost money. And, you know, really over the last 3-4 years, most of them have figured out how to make money, but it's still razor thin.
It's going to do it with Dick Runzel from Tucson International Airport. Folks can get all sorts of information at your website, right?
Yes, flytucsonairport.com.
Okay. Thank you, Dick. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
And Jimmy Bogle stays with us. We've got the Reporters Roundtable coming up. Dylan Smith is waiting in the wings from TucsonSentinel.com to join us on our Reporters Roundtable. Stay with us.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Federal, state, and local law enforcement has been carrying out raids against a violent gang in Southern California. Police say 33 people have been arrested in the raids, joining more than two dozen others already in custody. Attorney General Holder says a deadly shooting rampage at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin was an attack on the values of America itself. He spoke today at a memorial service for the six people who were killed. The federal deficit increased by $70 billion last month. It's on track to top $1 trillion for the fourth year in a row. Updating Wall Street, the Dow now in positive territory. It's up 14 points, 13,180. The NASDAQ is down 3. The S&P unchanged. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Lim and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. It's time for our Friday Reporters Roundtable. We invite local journalists to sound off on the week's top stories, and there's never a shortage of week's top stories. Joining me on the Friday Roundtable today, Jimmy Bogle, editor of the Tucson Weekly, and Dylan Smith is the editor-publisher of TucsonSentinel.com. If you have a question or comment for us, you are welcome to join in, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line. The Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Dylan, how are you?
Pretty good.
What are you doing to stay cool this summer?
Staying inside. Going outside in the sun as little as possible.
Oh, man.
And drinking cool beverages, of which may or may not be spiked, I'm guessing.
Oh, here and there, there's
that's my plan.
A frosty, malted, adult libation.
An adult beverage somewhere in the mix. You were at the courthouse for the Loeffner plea of guilty, Dylan Smith, and some of your thoughts.
A lot of people who are not directly affected by this case are rather irked by the life sentences instead of a death penalty. But when you look at it, the victims, their families, they all seem satisfied with this. They think it's just. They're very, very relieved that they won't have to go through a trial. They won't have to testify. They won't have to sit in a courtroom and watch that video play of their loved ones being shot. And there's still the possibility of state charges being brought against Loeffner, but I don't think it's very likely.
So people just want to get this behind us, right?
I think people want to be able to heal and not keep having this ripped open over and over again. Really, the problem with the state charges is that double jeopardy in this situation doesn't apply. Loeffner could be tried by the state for the exact same crime. The charges would be different. But his sentence could not be imposed until after the federal sentences ran. And since he was sentenced to 7 terms of life in prison without parole, plus 140 years after that, the state is never going to be able to impose a sentence, even if he were to be found guilty in the state of Arizona.
And there'd be a cost to the taxpayers.
Oh, that would be a huge
waste
of money. It seems like there's a lot of people. I mean, if you read comments sections on newspapers, which I don't recommend, except for the Tucson Weekly, of course, and maybe TucsonSentinel.com.
Exactly.
But
where the rational people come in.
There's, we've got some of those too.
Hi, Brett. How you doing?
No comment on Red Star. Anyway, the fact of the matter is a lot of people are calling for Jared Loeffner's, neck. But the fact of the matter is these people are just, if I can be blunt, morons. It's an eye for an eye thing. They're not thinking about, can you imagine Gabrielle Giffords, the parents of Christina Taylor Greene, having to tromp into a courtroom, look at Jared Loeffner and relive that day, see the video like you talked about.
They aren't
thinking, and this really is the best outcome. We can put this aside. We can stop spending money on expensive court cases, and we can just move on as best
we can. Lock
them
up, throw away the key, and call it – you can't really call it good, but you can call it the best you can get.
From this point on,
The state could try him. The state could sentence him to death. But there would be no way that the state of Arizona could ever execute Jared Loughner. He's got to spend his life in prison under those federal convictions first.
Whose decision is that? Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall, whether or not they'll prosecute Loughner?
Yeah, and she said she's not going to make that determination until after Loughner is actually sentenced, which will be November 15th, somewhat politically conveniently after the election.
This is the Friday Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show coming up on 12:39. If you'd like to join us, 790-2040, 790-2040. And Tom Horn, it looks like our Arizona Attorney General, Jimmy Bogle, will have something else to do as far as filing some lawsuits, this over the marijuana dispensaries.
This just doesn't make any sense to me. First of all, 2 points. Number one is the Tom Horn, Jan Brewer, and some of the other high-ranking Republicans in the state need to figure out what their stance is. Is it states' rights against federal tyranny, or are they going to go with what the federal law says? Because they're normally states' rights types, but in this case they're saying, oh, well, this is against the federal law. Even though the voters, albeit narrowly, approved a medical marijuana law, they aren't backing the voters in this state. So they're a little bit ideologically inconsistent. The second thing is these complaints that are coming up about technically that they're right in a sense that what, you know, people are going to be authorizing something that under federal law is illegal. But if you look at precedent and you look at what the Justice Department and others are saying right now, they aren't going to be coming after users of medical marijuana. In most places, they aren't going to be coming after dispensaries who are doing medical marijuana. The only ones they've really raided are the places where it's gone completely out of control, where basically people are just opening convenience stores that happen to sell pot like they were in California and Colorado. In places that have reasonable –
which is the goal for some people to have those.
Well, I know that is the goal, but the fact of the matter is that's not what this law would do. This law is very restrictive in terms of where these places can go, on who can get it.
Much, much more restrictive than any
other
state.
Very restrictive. Trust me, there's almost no way the feds are going to be coming and barging down doors if this law is implemented. This seems to me just like an end run to get around legalizing medical marijuana, even though that's what the voters of the state voted for.
It appears that that is the case, that it is a delaying action.
Well, you know, there's really in politics, there's no such thing as a philosophical consistency. We know that never happens, but you certainly would like to see, you know, from all sides, people picking a stance on how government is supposed to work and sticking to that. The Tom Horn's and Jan Brewer's stance on this issue is exactly the opposite of what it is in the SB 1070. You know, either the laws of the state of Arizona are the laws of the state of Arizona and shouldn't be interfered with by the federal government, or the other way around. Yeah, you know, I think you're right on that, Jimmy. Just, you know, let's pick a way our government is supposed to work, not just pick and choose.
Absolutely.
Based on whether we like the issue or the political expedience of it.
Dylan Smith is with us. He's editor-publisher of the TucsonSentinel.com. Jimmy Bogle is here. He's editor of the Tucson Weekly. Some of your thoughts, gentlemen, on the fact that now it looks like Arizona will not have the so-called top two measure on the ballot, the open so-called open primary initiative, Jimmy Bogle. It could still be on the ballot. It's going to the Arizona Supreme Court.
And you never know how they're going to rule on things like that. But it was pretty clear if you look at this. The Supreme Court and the other courts in Arizona have been very clear that you know, any ballot initiatives, be them anyway, they have to be very focused on one issue. And in this case, they decided that it addresses too many different things. It addresses elections funding. It addresses who's going to be going into the general election. It hit too many things and therefore was thrown out. I have mixed feelings. Anytime, I think the voters, not always, but the voters, you know, generally make good calls on things. Again, not always, especially in this state. But the fact of the matter is, this was, at least the way I read it, a poorly written initiative. And it's no surprise to me that it was kicked off the ballot.
What do you think, Dylan?
I would agree that the whole structure of how this was written was really not all that well thought out. I mean, if you want to try and institute something like this, a little bit more planning and looking at unintended consequences needs to be taken.
We had Ken Bennett, the Arizona Secretary of State, on the Buckmaster Show yesterday, Dylan, and he was talking and trying to justify his move to push to the Arizona Supreme Court the 1 cent sales tax initiative, why he thinks that should be thrown out. But look, there were nearly 300,000 people who think it's a good thing. I think it's going to make the ballot.
Well, from what the supporters of the initiative tell me, the issue that Bennett is raising is such a very narrow technical issue that they substantially met all the requirements to put this thing on the ballot. And you know, it's going to be hard, I think, for judges to justify not having it appear.
Yeah, there's two different issues here. In the case of the 1 cent sales tax, no one's disputing, at least that I know of, that it's at least a well-crafted piece of what would be legislation to get this one sales tax on. This is a technicality. Part of a copy that was submitted wasn't right, and it was missing some of the text, even though the Secretary of State had an electronic copy that was accurate. It really is a technicality. Where the other initiative that would make it so, you know, open primaries, that is fundamentally flawed. There's two different issues here, and I think that it's not a surprise that the courts so far at least have ruled the way they have.
This is the Friday Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show, 1244. And what would a Reporters Roundtable be if we didn't talk about the city of Tucson? We had Shirley Scott on the show this week talking about, yes, the city will move forward with the $100 million bond program for roads. There are many folks in town, Dylan, who think this is dead on arrival. However, at the same time, when you talk to people, what's their biggest complaint about the city of Tucson? What do you usually hear? Potholes.
Roads.
So
if there were a city election this year,
things.
If there were a city election this year, if I were a candidate, that's what my signs would say. It would be roads.
Yep.
But yeah, paying for it, actually coming up with the scratch to fill those potholes and cracks and, you know, that's the big question. You know, we can all sit around and complain about the pothole right up here on the corner by the radio station that I hit every time I come over here.
Yeah.
You know, I just invariably drive right through that thing and, you know, yeah, I'd like to see that filled, but somebody's got to pay for that. Who's going to do it?
Well, if this passes, it would be the taxpayers. I believe it's $18.
I want to say 14.
I'm not sure of the exact amount.
Mid-teen. Let's say it's under 20.
Yes, it's per year for the average owner of a house.
Yeah.
And a lot of the opponents of this I've seen are claiming, well, how can we trust the city with this money? How can, you know, Rio Nuevo and all these things? Well, the fact of the matter is the city council, who we elect every 4 years, they're all 4 year slots, these people have been elected all within at least the last 4 years. And they are the ones that have made this decision. So there's a little bit of confusion here. We don't trust
Except
the city
Shirley.
Council. Well,
she's been on there for a while.
Well, she's been on there forever, but
she's
also
been
gotten
elected
reelected.
Well. Yeah.
And maybe that's a statement less about her and more about the quality or lack of her opponents. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is the city voters keep reelecting these people. And, you know, I honestly think this has got a good chance because, you know, this is the – I'm not going to say the one, but off the top of my head, the top issue that I think everyone agrees about Tucson. The roads here are terrible. They need to be fixed. Here's a plan that at least in theory would fix them. I don't think it's dead on arrival. I think it's going to be close.
I actually agree with you, Jimmy, and I think there's some historic precedent on this because a lot of people said, and Dylan, that the RTA, when folks voted on that, was going to be dead on arrival, and there was a big surprise.
Well, don't you know that election was stolen?
Oh, don't go there, Dylan. Oh.
So, I mean, you know, this may not be – I know there
You're
are
very welcome.
Some folks listening out there who are right now saying, oh, that thing's never going to pass. But, you know –
You could make a decent argument that it's not a big enough plan.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
$100 million is only going to fix –
It's $20 million a year for the five-year
– well, we supposedly got a billion-dollar problem. We're throwing 10% at it. I mean, this is a drop in the bucket to what we really need to do over our roads over the next 10 years. So if it doesn't pass and we go another decade without actually investing in what we've got, imagine how bad our roads are going to be.
Start investing in four-wheel drive vehicles. And another recent example in terms of an initiative that a lot of people said was dead on arrival was the, I believe, 3 years ago when we passed the initial sales tax that they're now trying to extend for education. That was in the depths of the recession pretty much. But the voters of Arizona
passed
decided
overwhelmingly.
They were willing to fork out that extra penny per dollar of sales tax to help pay for schools. And I think in terms of schools, roads, you know, roads are a big issue in Tucson. I think it's got a shot.
I don't like the red light cameras, and I know I'm not alone there.
Have you been popped by them?
Yes.
ladies and gentlemen, Leadfoot Buckminster.
Yes, I actually have, and in truth, in all truth, yes, I have. But and I try to avoid the intersections where they are. But the police department says that they are saving lives and cutting down on accidents. So the city went ahead, Dylan, and renewed the red light camera contract for another 12 months. Understand that contract is a little higher in the city of Tucson than in comparable cities.
And we're paying quite a bit more money for the company that actually runs the cameras and, you know, profits off of processing all the tickets. We're paying them considerably more. I think like three times more than most cities in Arizona are.
And that's
so
why
when that
Steve,
contract comes
Steve
up
Kay,
again
the
in
councilman,
a year,
voted against this because he said that was one of his reasons. I think he said it's just we're paying too much.
I agree with him. I don't have that much of an issue with red light cameras, because you know there's technically they're pretty accurate. No offense,
mm-hmm.
Bill.
Yeah.
The issue I have is if we're paying too much. I mean, you know, this company's making money off of these. We probably could have gotten a better deal. I mean, I'm no expert on these, but my sense is if we're paying far more, there's no reason that I know of that Tucson is fundamentally flawed or would have to pay more. I think that's the issue here. It's not with the cameras; it's what we're paying for them. I have to say, right on, Steve Kay.
They're pretty accurate as far as a photograph. I had quite a picture of myself.
Do you have a frame of that?
Smiling, yeah.
Can we expect to see that on the Buckmaster website later today, Bill?
Yeah, on the Buckmaster website.
I went
to traffic school. Okay.
If we don't bother to fix our roads, we're just going to have to drive more slowly so that we could just have one constant speed bump heading down Broadway.
That's going to do it for the Friday Reporters Roundtable. We'll find out what's going on with Weekend Watch with Matt Russell as we continue with the Buckmaster Show.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including five major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
That music signals the weekend on the Buckmaster Show. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to Silver City, where the elevation is nearly 6,000 feet, and that means it's a great, cool weekend getaway, something we need to really cool off this weekend. Plenty of great accommodations in the Silver City area, like Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, Agave Ridge Retreat, and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Check out Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico at southwestnewmexico.org. Matt Russell, that 6,000-foot elevation sounds pretty good when we're looking at the forecast we've got here in Tucson.
Tell me about it. Up to 110 degrees by Sunday. I don't think it's early, too early to turn on the margarita fountain here at Russell Public Communications. What do you say?
Yeah, and I love that little cartoon that you posted to the Buckmaster, the Growing Buckmaster Facebook page, showing the gentleman in the, a rather large gentleman, in a lounge chair with a huge, looked like a German Stein mug or something, with, and it looks like some kind of an adult beverage, probably about a gallon of beer.
Yeah, I mean, the resemblance is striking, is it not, Bill?
Oh, my goodness, it's going to be a very hot weekend. And speaking of a German beer mug, how about a German beer tasting this weekend?
Yeah. Absolutely. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we're going to have the opportunity to learn a great deal about some great beers from Germany at the Cup Cafe, of course, right there at the Hotel Congress downtown. And in addition to learning a lot about German beer, we're going to have the opportunity to sample about 5 different beers representing different German regions. And, of course, we're going to be enjoying some specialty foods that the chef is going to be preparing to accompany those suds. Only $12 gets you in for this tasting, which I think, as you said, Bill, is the perfect way to beat the Tucson heat this weekend, all starting tomorrow afternoon at 5 at the Cup Cafe.
Could you give me the address of Cup Cafe, the location?
You know, right there in the Hotel Congress, downtown on Congress, an iconic landmark. You can't miss it.
All right. What about Tavolino for the weekend?
Yeah, after our tour of Germany on Saturday, we're going to go over to Italy on Sunday for the Feast of Ferragosto at Tavolino. And as I understand it, this is an event that dates back to the Roman Empire, where month-long celebrations were the norm. But today, it's the time when people from Italy go over to the beach. And since there's no beach in Tucson, we're going to head over to Tavolino for this great family-style feast. Whole pigs roasted on a spit, antipasto, seafood salad, crab cakes, calamari. I mean, the list goes on, and the price is only $65 a person. Now, reservations are a must, so I encourage your listeners to call 531 531- 1913 to get in on the Feast of Ferragosto on Sunday at 6.
Sounds like an Italian luau, and so your appropriate Hawaiian shirt would be there, the gear for the...
would be looked favorably upon.
How about Tucson Originals? They've been doing some great summer specials.
Yeah, no better deal in Tucson. $20 gets you all kinds of great deals. My pick of the week is Renee's Organic Oven on Tancaverde and Sabino Canyon Road. They're serving up any of their delicious salads, like my favorite, the spinach salad with that famous honey poppy seed dressing, and an entire bottle of wine, Bill, for only $20. A gorgeous salad and a bottle of wine, the perfect meal for the culinary cruiser, if I do say so. Check out TucsonOriginals.com for all of these great $20 summer specials across our community.
All right, culinary cruiser, crank up the air in your car as you cruise for that good meal. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Bill. Cheers.
Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Bottled water on our program provided by Culligan. We love Culligan water. It's the best drinking water. Why? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. That will do it for the Buckmaster Show, which is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our little team, my producer, Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a very safe, and I hope you're able somehow to cool off this weekend. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with you Monday, 12:04, for the Buckmaster Show. Have a good one.
Ten thirty, KVOI Cortero Tucson, and 9:30 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.